This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Belcher.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, more with Chris Barr, not a doc. We got to discuss some selenium. Also, we got a CBD update, really good news on CBD. Some more discussion about what's happening in Puerto Rico. And also, Hurricane Zika. What does that mean? We'll get to that. But first and foremost, Super Don, if you're with me still, at the event last night, it was really cool. I was hearing Ron Paul's voice. We have him used in a lot of our openings. And there was one sequence in the video that opened Tom Woods' 1,000th celebration yesterday. And Ron Paul, you know, gave him a nice congratulations because Tom Woods is very much like that. And, you know, everybody was, you feel it when you see Ron doing his thing because the man of integrity, you just don't see that much. So that was kind of cool as well. And it was funny that Michael Bolden, nobody knew Bolden was going to be there. I knew, 10th Amendment Center. He shows up, does a lot of funny things. He's part of the roast of Tom Woods. And Tom Woods kind of roasts him back about telling this story of how Michael Bolden of the 10th Amendment Center goes into a Second Amendment group, right, the gun rights groups, and calls them all a bunch of wussies. Calls them all a bunch of wussies. Like,
now, I don't know if that's a smart thing to do.
No, but he does. He's like, look at the weed people. At least they have the courage and guts to so-called break the law, right? Because they're standing up for what they believe is their birthright to use that plant. And the gun people are all going, well, we got to ask permission. We still have to ask permission. It's like, boy, oh, boy, Michael Bolden's got some cojones anyway. So very funny stuff. Anyway, so Michael, of course, I've told the story many times, as he has, about how he would be, you know, confronted by the mainstream media about nullification. They all want to call people who want to nullify state nullification neo-Confederates and white racist supremacists. And he says, no. This nullification thing, it's only about one thing, really, one thing. And they'd all be, the news media would be like, well, what is it? And he would say this, weed. it's all about weed, cannabis. Of course, it would shut up the leftist media because they're sort of sympathetic to that. So my son was there going, geez, that Michael Bolden, he's all about weed. He's pretty cool, huh? I was like, yeah. And then afterwards, because they have a little joke between Tom Woods going back on Michael Bolden about weed, my son goes up to Tom Woods at the end, last person, he's exhausted, Tom, from this whole thing. He says, hey, Tom, if you smoked weed, you wouldn't get high. You'd get medium. Now, the reason he said that is because Tom's very short. So he makes a short joke at Tom Woods. Tom Woods does not look impressed.
Nice.
And I'm just like, you need to be mean to the guy? Hit him while he's down? He's tired. Anyway, it's very funny. And Bolden was cheering him on from the background. So it was one of those little anecdotes. My son was really getting into it. It was a lot of fun. So anyway, Chris, I'm sorry. I had to tell that anecdote. I know we got to get to selenium here. There's big slander on the mainstream media front. Why don't you lay it out for us?
Well, it's another in the long, sad saga of selenium slander. I was doing some research and came across this article at the San Francisco Chronicle on the dangers of too much selenium. And understand, people may not know, I worked undercover for one of the largest newspapers in the world for more than 10 years. Worked my way up to being an editor and finally left because it didn't matter how much documentation I brought in, they wouldn't cover the truth about health, healing, and nutrition. But I do know about reporters are supposed to use what's called attribution. See, a reporter can't isn't supposed to say, I believe in smoking weed. They're supposed to quote some expert. Mm-hmm. And whether that's, you know, taking drugs, whether it's, you know, using medicine, whether it's taking retrovirals for AIDS, whatever, they're supposed to give an expert. So this article uses a person who does this attribution thing, and I'm reading this nonsense article with the usual lies about selenium, but then she goes way overboard and just makes something up wholesale out of cloth. She said, quote, the Office of Dietary Supplements reports that high levels of selenium in your blood, defined as a concentration of more than 100 micrograms per deciliter, causes selenosis. Okay, Robert, I know the Office of Dietary Supplements' lengthy writing on selenium like the back of my hand, and have for almost 20 years. So I thought, well, have they added some new slander in there? Because it's actually pretty favorable, selenium, at the Office of Dietary Supplements, a government office.
Right.
So I went and looked, and no, that statement wasn't there, and it never has been for 20 years. So this reporter attributed something to a federal government source that the federal government has never said to say that selenium could be dangerous. And then at the end, I read the qualifications. Well, something else that the media does is they bring in these pharma trolls, these hacks. Mm-hmm. And that's who this was. It was a freelance writer, and it said, who has a master's degree in biomedical science and over 15 years' experience in the scientific and pharmaceutical professions. So it's a hack who's making up lies, but because she has credentials, it's supposed to give authority to the lie that, well, many lies. That one she just made up out of whole cloth, quoted a quote that doesn't exist and never has existed.
So
the fact that 40 years ago, Americans commonly had far more than that amount of selenium, and we didn't have any selenosis epidemic or even incidents with it. And the people in Japan have had almost three times that level in their blood for more than half a century, and they have the lowest cancer rate, the lowest heart disease rate, the greatest longevity, and the main reason is selenium in their dietary. So no selenosis epidemic in Japan or even any incidence of it. So, but this is something the San Francisco Chronicle has up on their website. If you look for selenium info, here's this hack article, and it's just completely untrue and fabricated.
Yeah, and in many of my lectures, I actually now give examples of the mainstream media coverage of natural health, healing, supplementation, etc., because without fail, it is, if not an outright fabrication, as it is in this case, so selenium slander, your great alliteration, is a very real issue in the mainstream media. It can be that so-called half-truth that becomes a whole lie. You know, like I've said for a number of years now about how silver supposedly damages the epithelial cells of the gut, which it turns out those were cancer cells. These are not by mistake. These are not by accident. As you say, there's intent to harm. And if it's not to harm the reputation of selenium, because selenium couldn't care less, it doesn't have feelings in that way, but the harm goes to the people who could benefit by utilizing 100% whole food selenium. In fact, the cancer industry depends on your ignorance about selenium, doesn't it?
Yes, and they depend on the ignorance of the nutrition people, because I have nutrition experts all the time that are telling me how dangerous selenium can be, and they're quoting these fraudulent reports that the government has even admitted in some cases are fraudulent.
Yeah.
So they're quoting a bill of goods as nutrition experts, and some big names that most of the listeners have heard that are supposed to be nutrition experts, and they just don't have the facts and the science on selenium. They're relying on sometimes half-truths, in this case, an outright lie.
Exactly.
About selenium.
So let's help the folks who have questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
right, our question of the day is coming in from Shane. Hey, Robert, and, of course, Chris now. Hope all is well with you and Super D. I tried the Megafood Selenium. That's one of the brands that we talk about in a Megafood. Really had a bad reaction to it, Shane says. You see, I'm on Zyprexa for schizoaffective disorder. I think it's not the selenium itself. It was the high concentration of the sulforaphane from the broccoli. Why? Because on my WebMD on the internet, it stated it could prevent Zyprexa from breaking down in the liver. I was experiencing high anxiety. I asked you and a pharmacist if this would interact with my meds, and they too said it should be fine. I tried the selenium twice in 2 different weeks. I'm upset that I may not be able to take this. Would this mean the GTF chromium would be a no-go too? I hope there are other options that I could use to get these good supplements. Is there food or other supplements that would have this in it that I could try, like a second best option? Shane. Shane, by the way, for the anxiety, how about CBD? All right, I'll leave it at that. But what's going on if somebody says they have a bad reaction like this?
Well, I have good news and bad news, Robert.
Okay.
The bad news is that the chromium also has a little tiny bit of broccoli, and if somebody is that sensitive to it, there's a problem. But the good news is there's a solution. Zyprexa is not the answer. CBD is.
Right.
And then they can also utilize Canjest tea to clear the liver and to cleanse the liver. That may allow you to take the chromium and selenium sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
It should do it later, if not sooner. But take the right solution, and you won't have the Zyprexa improper breakdown caused by the tiny bit of broccoli in the selenium or chromium products. You know, I have a woman room when I've had different people with neuroses, neurotic issues, anxieties on different medications, and they all get off their medications quickly in days to weeks using the right level of CBD. And again, everyone's different, so with some people that's going to be 30 milligrams or 60 milligrams or 2 or 3 times a day. Find your level, get off that medication that nobody needs, and correct the body functioning.
Well, it's a beautiful, simple answer, and I like it because, again, the concern for the breakdown is not caused by the supplement, the selenium, for instance, in this case. It's caused because they're taking the drug, that they're worried about how it interacts with the body, and there are nasty metabolites and a lot of disastrous consequences for long-term reliance on drugs for even schizoaffective disorder. We're not belittling or trying to minimize the risk or the issues, but to give the options with the natural world that they offer us, and that includes the cannabidiol from hemp in this case, plus CBDoil.com. Focus on that. See what you can do to transition. Work with your doctor or pharmacist as well. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. A little bit more on the CBD update after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
You know what? It reminds me when I hear that sound and it says, willing to go where the truth takes him. I always think of Chris because I remember the first time we connected. Was it now, what, 13 years ago on radio, Chris, that you called in when I had Duesberg on?
13 years and 5 days ago.
Yeah, and so your question to me is, are you really willing to go where the truth takes you? I'll never forget that, John. I was like, what? Yeah, of course. What are you talking about, right? Because you had confronted, as you said, the rock hard place. More people than not that would say, yeah, I'm willing to go. And then you throw it out, and I'm like, no, I'm not willing to go there. No. That's beyond the pale. I can't do that. So it's funny, you know, but I've dedicated my life to healing and learning and teaching and, you know, try to always find out things I don't know and integrate them and put them to the test and then help others to do the same. It's because of my upbringing that I was grown pharmaceutically and had to overcome all of that. So for me, it's not just a fad, you know, oh, it sounds like a great idea. But again, I want to acknowledge 13 years in, Chris, appreciate your friendship and your willingness to you know, let it out there for all the folks that are ready to hear it and integrate it.
Well, Robert, I appreciate you getting the word out more, and it's helped to spread the truth beyond the realm and the means that I was getting it to. So thank you for being willing to go where the truth leads you.
Yeah, no, that's for me. I meant it, but I know I'm cynical too and skeptical of people. So you got to push and you got to test and find out, and then you do a cannabis update.
Pass the Gucci on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man?
Hey, looks like a quarter pounder, man.
All right, folks, I'm not advocating smoking weed. If you do that, that's on you, whatever. But the point is utilizing that plant in a way that's best for you, figuring that out. And, of course, now we know more about the CBD aspect of it, available in all 50 states, whether they think it is or not. Now the MMA is finally on board. Some of the top flight fighters in MMA who have been fighting for this have been saying, you know, I'm doing the CBD. In fact, Super Don, do you know who's the guy that was after a fight? He was actually vaping CBD into
his... That was Nate Diaz.
Yeah, and it was like, dude, they wanted to fine him and ban him and stuff. But apparently now the word is they are now going, you know what? This is not a performance-enhancing drug. It's not an illicit substance. In fact, it can help protect our fighters, as we've said, for those that play football from childhood all the way up to the professional ranks. CBD should be a part of your everyday preventive maintenance. What do you think, Chris?
Yes, for the nervous system. I'm just amazed every day more and more. There is nothing better for the nervous system than CBD. Nothing. And, you know, we've got a woman right now that it's been less than a month. She's been on CBD. You know, she basically was a shell of a woman, like an invalid for 5 or 6 years. She used to be very active and just in pain and on, I think she was on, she told me 4 or 5 oxycodone a day. In 2 weeks, on 15 milligrams twice a day of CBD from ZB Sciences, she's down to 2 oxycodone a day. But that's not the big story. And frankly, if she would take more, I think she wouldn't even need that. But, you know, she's a pharmacist's wife, so they're kind of cautious, taking everything slow. But in less than a month, she's gone from an invalid to, I saw her husband the other day. He said she got up at 5:30 in the morning and got everything ready to go out bow hunting deer because archery season started 3 days ago. She hasn't been able to go out like that for 5 or 6 years. In less than a month on CBD, and she's going deer hunting with a bow.
I don't know what to say. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so her oxycodone's cut more than in half. She's getting out and about more and going deer hunting with a bow in less than a month. So just stunning.
It really is amazing. Super Don, though, so if you want to eat a lot of meat, go deer hunting with this lady that Chris had just mentioned.
That's one way to take care of it, huh?
Yeah, help her out.
And yes, she is now taking homocysteine response with each meal that she consumes meat.
Excellent. So, folks, if you're not sure what to do, there is our friend at choosetobehealthy.com, Jonathan. He's got the homocysteine response from innate that you'll begin to now take if you're consuming animal protein, particularly if you cook it, and that will help facilitate its utilization, its proper utilization, as we talk about, you know, how to navigate life more healthfully. Bringing the power to heal back to you where it belongs. And Chris Barr, my friend, you do such a great job at bringing that power to heal back where it belongs. So thank you.
Well, thanks for following the truth wherever it may lead, Robert.
Yeah, big hugs to you and Angie. And we'll get Chris back on. There's always more stuff to talk about. And, well, for now, I'm still here, even though I'm in the future at the same time. Chris helped me focus. And we're going to continue on. I've got news from Puerto Rico and something called Hurricane Zika. So stick with us. Lots more healing to go. Thank you again, Chris.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Our broadcast week has begun. We're well into it. Final stretch of the show today. Glad you're with me. Again, tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Thank you to all our affiliates around the country as well and around the world. We have, I have crazy trips coming. It's going to be like a Where's Waldo scenario, Super Don, like you were growing cross country.
And yeah, it's your turn.
Yeah, I'll have to check.
You do it a lot more than I do.
Yeah. But I mean, I think I try to be reasonable about it, but I'm now entering an unreasonable course of travel trips and live broadcasts, you know, between the L.A. Shows coming up next couple of days, back to The Truth About Cancer, which you know, Buddy TMB is going to be hosting along with me and Charlene. I'm going to be emceeing a room and introducing folks. I don't know if I have to introduce myself because I will be lecturing on different aspects of gut recovery, as I always do, but I've got some nuances to it. If you've seen it, there'll be some other things.
We should mention that you know, if you're not able to go, you can watch that for free. There's actually a link on the website, a banner that you can click on that will take you to where you can sign up and actually watch Robert Scott Bell. For free.
Yeah, and all the other docs and non-docs alike, as Del Bigtree going to be speaking as well. And it could be interesting. You take notes, and maybe you have a question or comment based on what you watch. And, again, it's a free stream. If you haven't purchased a ticket to be there with us, I'm sorry that you're not going to be there, but the next best thing, stream it live. Go to robertscottbell.com. There's a big banner. I think, Superdon, you made a nice banner that people can click on and just sign up for free.
That is correct, sir.
Yeah. Also, modulating immunity, our friends at Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com, have the Beta 1 3D Glucan. Plug into the Better Way Health. They got a lot of great things. They also do the Echo Water. We didn't talk much about today, the hydrogen, that if you listen to the show, you hear the Robert's Water link. Robert'sWater.com. Download the free ebook there. Read up on why hydrogen is a critical part of everyone's life and health, and it can supercharge the things that we talk about, like selenium. Selenium. Now, supercharging, we don't need to supercharge the atmosphere. Apparently, it already is. And, you know, I acknowledge the controversy of high altitude auroral research project array in Alaska, that's known as HARP. I agree that it can monkey with the atmosphere. I don't know to what degree. You know, there's controversies about steering hurricanes. I don't often go to that level of discussion because, for me, it's like if I can't validate it, I'll acknowledge it's being discussed out there. But, you know, what am I going to say other than, okay, I acknowledge it? Now, if we look at what happened in Puerto Rico, of course, a little bit in Florida, nothing like what happened there. Of course, St. Martin, St. John, St. Croix. There's a lot of disastrous scenarios playing themselves out, maybe some in the Bahamas as well. Now, the word out of Houston, and I had some, I watched some videos from some first responders, also some from the Cajun Navy. The discussion that they were talking about, Superdon, is horrific as it relates to the FEMA response. Now, the leftists are going to say it's all about Donald Trump. We don't go there. We don't play that game any more than it was all George Bush's fault during Katrina. There were disasters happening, sure. But even when FEMA responds in a timely fashion, if you can dig this out and watch some of the YouTubes about people who were on the ground there talking about what FEMA was setting up for, you've got to raise some serious questions about what is their intent and purpose. Is it to save people or is there some other nefarious scheme? I know, Superdon, we didn't plan on going here, but I want to acknowledge this. There are globalist agendas, and you cannot argue differently, that are they're factual, that there are people on this planet that have a lot of controlling interest and ability to express that control in seeing the world's population diminish greatly. Just horrifically, destructively, but greatly reduced. Now, on the issue of vaccinations, I agree, like Dr. Batar says, it is not a big stretch to say, you know what, at some level, they know that the vaccines are helping to reduce world population. Whether it be what Bill Gates said about this, or whether you just see it in action as we see higher levels of infertility among the women getting the HPV vaccine. We've talked about other shots that were contaminated with human chorionic gonadotropin antigens, HCG, causing miscarriage, spontaneous miscarriage as your own immune system, ladies, attacks the developing baby, which is, you know, attracting a lot of HCG. So there's a lot of realities that I will acknowledge in terms of intent to harm or limit population growth. And I know it's butt ugly to discuss it, but I think it needs to be said. Now, I'm not going to say more. You go research FEMA and you'll find out some of the things I'm saying. It's like not the greatest organization that you want to rely upon. Right? You want to be in a position when FEMA comes to help you, you say, thank you, but no thank you. Move along. You don't want their help because it comes with some nasty, ugly strings. Now, in Puerto Rico, of course, the idea is they were given the illusion that America would be there for them. apparently this Jones Act meant that we have an exclusive market control over what goes into Puerto Rico, because ships have to go to America first, then go to Puerto Rico. So it makes them a dependent colony, if you will. Whether they say, I want to be part of America or they want independence, it's like, there's not a lot of freedom in that relationship. Again, asking for Big Brother to care for you, there are strings attached. And right now those strings are pretty ugly, because they have to rely upon, although they've suspended the Jones Act apparently so that people can now ship things in, but the infrastructure is so destroyed, apparently they can't get it out of the ports to the rest of the country. And this article on the Seattle Times, and I'll be coming out to Seattle, folks. I'll see you at Federal Way, the Marlene's Market and Deli, Wednesday, October 11th. Live broadcast and lecture afterwards. But no more agriculture in Puerto Rico, a farmer laments. This Hurricane Maria literally ripped plants from the ground, wiped out whatever was being grown on the island. Now, granted, just like in our visit to Curacao, the vast majority of the food in much of the Caribbean is being shipped in, because it can be. Oil makes it possible. But what happens when those ships stop flowing in? Are you prepared? Just like Joseph in the dreams and warning Pharaoh, are you prepared for 7 years of famine? Right? Much less 7 days? Think about this historically. It's not that the world is different. We're convinced that it is because of technology and shipping. Oh, those things will never happen again. Well, they're happening. And I don't know what ultimately is going to happen on Puerto Rico, how many people are going to perish because they don't have that access to food and clean water. You know, having the filtration technology that's gravity-fed to clean up, or having the silver in-house, or inability even to make it. Like I said, I'm not a fan of homemade silver because of the risks, but in a zombie apocalypse scenario, I get it. That's a valid and viable thing to have at the ready, because you can't go out to the store and get some sovereign silver at that moment. But this is a very serious issue, Superdon. Their agriculture apparently has been completely wiped out, and now they are a completely dependent population on the charity and goodness of aid, the U.S. taxpayer, or who knows who else will deliver aid and how long that will last. And that's why I say, if you're relying on FEMA, a lot of people are going to perish. Again, read about the stories that they don't cover in the mainstream media about what happened and is happening in Houston following the flooding there. Super D, any commentary?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I did not realize how devastating the situation was in Puerto Rico until I read this. And like you said, I mean, it's literally like, you know, everything is gone in Puerto Rico.
85% of its food before this was imported. 85%.
Yeah.
They all, even with an intact agriculture, 15% was grown on the island. That's a recipe for disaster.
There's a quote at the very end of this article, and it says, a people without agriculture are a people without food. And that's just, you know, it's like you said, what are they supposed to do now? Now, Puerto Rico, they're a U.S. territory, aren't they?
Correct, yes.
So I don't know what the relationship is between the U.S. and Puerto Rico when it comes to aid and things of that nature with a U.S. territory. I don't think they're quite treated the same way as if they were a state. I think there's a little bit of a difference there.
No, but there's a lot of indebtedness, and of course people are crying that Trump is again racist, whatever he is, because he mentions that there's debt. Remember, again, folks, if you're in debt, you're enslaved to that debt, and whoever owns and controls it, and they get to tell you what to do. Again, it's not a good place, and we live in a debt-based society. This is, you know, again, coming back to Tom Woods last night, and the people there are very aware of that. Yet we live that way because, well, hey, it's pretty easy relative to what it was like when we all had to grow our own food, for instance. And I say, don't wait. If it's a hobby and it's fun, I love it. It makes me happy to do it. I don't do it as much as I would like to. But at the same time, this happening in Puerto Rico should be a warning to everybody, even in the continental United States, that you've got to have not only a food supply that's ongoing, but something that is... Well, I mean, the LDS Church, they get it, don't they? I mean, that's part of their tenets, that everybody has, you know, serious, serious backup supply.
That's a one-year supply, I believe. Yeah. I mean, last time I checked, that was what was standard.
Then that's a real acknowledgement of history. That's learning from the past and saying, you know what? If you're going to be part of this church, you're going to understand how important that is, right? And I think, you know, all churches, synagogues, they should take a cue from the LDS Church on this, for sure. I'm not getting into religious dogma, and the point is, that's so very important, and we're seeing it play out now. And yet, what does the mainstream media praising about what happened. They're trying to find, I know there's a lot of manure in here. I know there's a pony in here somewhere. So what do they say about the hurricane that hit Puerto Rico? The bright side. What's the bright side?
Yes, just look on the bright side of the hurricane. According to the CDC, we should be glad that the hurricane came through because it blew away Zika.
I don't even, it's one of those moments, Super Don.
It's like the CDC gets a folks, we're sorry your house is gone, but at least you won't get Zika.
No! Yeah. That's that. Homer says it right. Really? You're going to blew away Zika? Zika is not an issue unless there's no selenium. If there's no selenium, of course, you got even bigger problems than Zika, which is apparently a very slow-acting virus anyway, only in the absence of selenium. And again, this is nonsense. The CDC should be decommissioned. Their multi-billion-dollar budget should be removed from them immediately. And many of their higher-up officials should be imprisoned for what they're doing with their vaccine schedule. What Tom Price did, which is why I'm not sad to see him go. Of course, he's going to end up cushioned by a pharmaceutical firm based on his suddenly beloved flu shot, even though he knows better. Again, how many Ron Pauls are out there? Don't look for federal officials, even Trump. If he's there to break some stuff up for good, which I'll acknowledge in those cases, don't look for them to fix the problems that they are the cause of. That means the federal government. And that includes if you're looking for FEMA to save you. It might work, but man, oh man, in a lot of cases it won't, and some of it's by design. Folks, look into it. Don't be naive about these things. We cannot maintain that level of naivete if we want to thrive, much less survive. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, Universal Healthcare on tap. But what is it really? One of our listeners had a really brilliant idea to redefine it. We'll get to it after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatment, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So I have to dress up, you know, the truth about cancer, because I'm like not only speaking, but I'm emceeing. So I don't get to wear the cut-off Curacao tie-dye T-shirt until later. I think probably after the event, Ty and I will wear that, and we'll take some fun pictures. Talk about dressing up for Halloween. Super Don saying maybe you, because you're doing this live video stream simulcast, you should dress up for Halloween.
I think people would like that.
That, has anybody thrown out some suggestions yet?
We've got time.
If it's a tie-dye muscle T-shirt from Curacao, I got that covered already. By the way, Super D, did you see the full television appearance with me and Dr. Sunil Pai and Maureen?
You know, I did. I saw it just before posted. It went to air, so I have not had a chance to click on that yet.
Yeah, definitely we want to get that posted up because it was kind of cool. I didn't remember, you know, you're in the moment, and I don't run by a script. So I'm sharing what's coming from my heart about what that experience was on Curacao and acknowledging the Ministry of Health and those are committed to doing right by the people, which is great. And including, I mentioned the fact that, you know, people need to grow their own food, needs to be clean. So it's very interesting that, you know, think about that. There's like a whole island, 150,000. Most everybody saw this. So stuff's changing. There's evidence of change on the planet.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And, well, I'll be changing to head to the airport after this. Listen, we got questions of the day coming in, and we're trying to keep up with them as we go. But also, it's not only for you to ask questions. I love it when you throw out your commentary, your ideas, your insights, because they help us perhaps to think a little bit more clearly about or get an angle that we didn't consider.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, my friend Jeff G. wrote in. I think it was on the social networks there, Super D. And you reacted to it funny. I didn't expect that because I like what he wrote. You're talking about universal
healthcare. Well, you had a little bit of insight into this because I thought this was a serious comment.
Right, right. Yeah, because it was about, I don't know even my comment, it was a story about universal health care, certainly, right? And you know, what we talk about, socialized medicine, Bernie care, all of this is, absolutely, it's a death march because it's all pharmaceutical. You want that covered? Really? You want more drugs, cheap, free? Really? Socialized medicine means you sell your body, you give your body, it's not even for sale, you give your body over to the state, they get to determine what to do with it. Really? That's what you want? I don't. So Jeff G. writes in, he says, I support universal health care, in quotes, where anyone can treat anyone without fear of government prosecution. Universal health care means zero interference by government, total decriminalization. Anyone can treat anyone without threat of prosecution, no licenses, no permission slips or prescriptions. Jeff G. And I was like, dude, this guy's redefined it. This is beautiful. And Super Don, what was your response? What was your reaction?
I thought he was like being serious, thinking that that's what universal health care would be, the universal health care that we hear about, from Bernie Sanders. And
right.
So I was kind of like, well, what is this guy using, nuts?
What's he smoking? What is he doing, right?
But it turns out that, after you explain it to me, he's right, because, I guess if you wanted to look at the definition of universal health care as it should be, mm-hmm. That's exactly what it would be. Everybody can get it. Mm-hmm. There's no, anybody that's restricted or told that they can't, that it's, free. Well, not necessarily free,
but
available.
But, yeah. And the thing is, if it were universally available in this way, not by force, but because anybody and everybody could be the healer they were meant to be and could consult with or contract with any other healer that they are meant to by their own decision-making processes. Of course, the government elitists would say, oh, no, people are not qualified to make those decisions. Really? You know more about my body than I do? Or potentially? I'm like, no, you're an elitist scumbag. And you can take your definition of universal health care back to whatever, I don't know. Hey, go to Sweden. Go to Denmark. Go to Canada. Go to England. Wait in line for pharmaceutical intervention. I don't want that. I don't need that. And, I'll hazard a guess that you don't either. You only perceive you need that. But the universal health care we talk about and support on the Robert Scott Bell Show is the universal freedom to choose the health care system, method, energy, practitioner that you desire, that you feel is right for you in contemplation and connection to the source of all sources. And that's what I got to say about that, Super D.
All righty, another show under our belt.
Folks, if you missed it or if you want to see the video version of it, it's on YouTube, our YouTube channel, RS Bell Media Channel. You can find it at robertscottbell.com. The archives are there, GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud. In the meantime, we'll be back from L.A. tomorrow and Tuesday with surprises for sure. And one surprise that is not a surprise is that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.